Howdy.
Chowder. Hey, hey, Tony, it's Stan and Henny calling.
Hey.
How are you, buddy?
Hi. to what do I owe the pleasure?
Well, the reason I called, all right, and the reason I called is I picked up the paper this morning, and darn if I didn't, I forgot all about it. It was the big Taste of Pine Island this weekend, where they have the big chowder competition. Something tells me you were there, right, Meathead?
Pardon me?
I'm just asking, how did you do with the big chowder competition at Taste of Pine Island? Lord knows.
Do you take it there?
Yes, sir.
Do you take me for a fool?
I've never taken you for a fool.
Then why do you insist on referring to me as a meathead?
I don't know what you're talking about, Tony. I don't know if there might be a bad phone line with that senior line.
What is it you want? What do you want from me? You only call when you want something.
That is such a lie! That's you! I just saw in the paper. I know you go out to it every year. How did you do at the Taste of Pine Island?
That's for amateurs.
You weren't out there. You weren't out there. They didn't want to. You didn't.
Arrangements had been made.
Arrangements.
First of all.
Yes. What a meathead.
Not me.
Nothing. I don't know what you're hearing. Go ahead.
Well, it could be the phone of the hearing.
Yes, it could be it. That hearing aid's whistling on you.
Well, it looks just like what they call a Bluetooth.
Oh, it does. That's great.
Yes, it fits right over the ear, 1995.
Old bastard.
I got it at the flea market.
I'm sure you did. It works like a charm, doesn't it? You can hear a pin drop.
This whole debacle this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, you've done this before. What were you, too afraid to go out there?
As someone whose name is synonymous with chowder.
With junk.
First of all, sir.
Yes, sir.
I do not pay $5 to get into an event in which I should be the star attraction.
Wait a second. It's not you. You don't pay $5. The people coming out there to sample food.
I had... Oh, my God. What? I don't know. 16 gallons of chowder.
You mean...
In tornado.
You had 16 gallons.
This meathead... That they had working security.
Yes.
That is $5 to get into the event, no exceptions. And I said, do you know who I am?
Not if.
And he said, no.
Not if you're a vendor. You're part of it. It's the people sampling your slop.
And I got out of the tornado. I took the heel of my foot, put my cigarette out, and I said, you want a piece of me? And then I was asked to leave. Let me tell you something, sir. Anthony D'Amico does not go where he is not wanted.
The fact of the matter is...
I graciously bowed out of the competition because I don't go where I'm not wanted. And they will never know... What they missed out on.
Oh, they do. They will. Yes.
I found out after I talked to this Dalrymple character.
Yeah.
And he said that regardless, that they didn't want to play ball. I am the chowder king of Southwest Florida.
I want to get something straight.
Oh, let's get something straight, Buster.
You're the chowder king?
I am your elder.
Huh?
And you would treat me with respect.
I think I treat you with a lot of respect. I've been promoting that dive restaurant of yours for the last 12 years.
And have you ever gone hungry, sir?
A couple of times, yeah, when I wouldn't eat that slop. What the hell are you talking?
That's what I get for treating you like family.
Look...
Now, don't you look me. Do you want to know what happened or not, you meathead?
I do want to know what happened. You made 16 gallons of that slop of yours, and you didn't realize that it's not the vendors that have to pay.
Now, Ripple character tries to tell me my business, because let me tell you, whenever I peeled out in that tornado and I made my way back to the restaurant, I got a phone call from someone hat in hand, this Dalrymple character.
Was he organizing?
And he, I'll have you know, he begged me to come back. And I refused.
Oh, you did you?
On multiple grounds.
Oh, really? You did, huh? And so
because as part of this competition, this so-called competition, there is no competition for chowder.
Yes, there is a competition for chowder.
There is no competition for chowder.
Tell me what.
I am the chowder king.
No, you aren't the chowder king. Tell me what effing award you won for that. Don't call me a meathead, Tony. Don't you dare call me a meathead.
Meathead.
What are you doing
with... Let me tell you what this Dalrymple character did to
me. Okay, all right.
First of all, a complete change in attitude from the security buffoon.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Dalrymple called me, and he says, Tony, I apologize. Obviously, we will waive the $5 entry fee.
Okay.
And he says, we would like for you to come back, and I considered it. But he said, as part of the competition, sir, that you must publish the recipe, which my recipe is proprietary. And I said, the only thing I can tell you, sir, in regards to a recipe is that there is no milk in this chowder.
Right. Which takes away the flavor.
And then I'm sorry, Cody, which was very familiar of him.
Right.
And he said that if it doesn't contain milk, then legally it can't be called chowder.
I don't think so. I don't think it can be called chowder. I don't think it can be. And
but they missed out because... Yeah. Had he had a half a brain, that event would have seen the unveiling of what is going to make me a billionaire.
Uh-huh.
Thus, I'm celebrating with a picture of Tony's margarita.
And what was that, you dumb meathead? What was the... you're hearing things. What was
You are on my last nerve.
You know what? All I know is that you got 16 gallons of junk chowder that you can't even unload.
I am sitting on a powder keg.
Really? What do you got? What do you got? Why don't you blab it out? What do you got?
It is something I call... power chowder.
Power chowder. What's power chowder?
I got this idea.
I bet you did.
Because, as you know, I love the young people.
Uh-oh.
And the young people love me.
So says you.
Be that as it may.
Right.
I am in touch. I am hip. I am with it.
Says you.
And the young people like things that bring them energy.
Right.
And thus, I came up with the marriage of my famous chowder.
Right.
Pardon me?
Your famous chowder.
And the enthusiasm that the young people have for things that bring them energy, especially the college students.
What are you throwing?
Who may have to cram. They need energy.
Ooh.
And they drink all these energy drinks, like the porn star energy drink.
Rock star.
Yeah, rock star.
And the 12-hour powder.
12-hour power.
What?
Nothing. What are you doing, putting energy drink in that slop of yours? And having college kids eat it?
Long story short, yeah.
That is just wrong.
What's wrong with it? Why do you say there's wrong?
What kind of taste does that have? Chowder's supposed to be creamy and thick and full of potatoes and clams, and you're throwing in some energy drink that maybe, what, has citrus orange or something thrown into it? That'll make anybody vomit.
I don't know. It's whatever they sell at the Costco.
You're mixing it together.
I have a business membership at Costco.
I don't care what you got. You're making power chowder. What happens to the people?
It's called power chowder.
It's called something that is just not healthy.
And I also...
You also what?
That got the wheels spinning.
Yeah, I bet it did.
And I thought I could do a whole line of specialty chowders.
Like what, a power chowder? What else?
I found out from this girl, Lana.
Uh-huh.
That you could get vitamins and such in bulk.
Yes. Yeah, you can.
And so...
You're throwing vitamins into your chowder.
Well, I'm working on several proprietary blends. And one of them is designed to give you a boner.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
ribbed for her pleasure. Hey, it's in the Bible. Look it up. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. I think we're going to go off the air in a minute.
Well, if this had been an actual emergency, we would have told you.
And you are, while I can say it now, you're...
Well, we know.
Your cell phones are going to go off. The radio station will be cut out. I don't think we'll know. We'll think everything is just fine because we're getting a different feed. But, yeah, in less than a minute, we're supposed to. Remember a few years ago when they tried the emergency thing and it failed miserably?
Yeah.
They're trying it again.
So, well, streamers will still hear us, won't they?
I don't know.
So should we continue to do a show?
Oh, yeah, we got to keep doing a show. Just be prepared. Let me see. I got my phone down, but usually it'll go anyway. But something's supposed to happen. I think it's with all TVs, with all cell phones, with all radio.
Well, you seem very excited.
Not me. No. I was telling you this. I get notifications on my phone. I don't know if any of you have heard of these things where you get notifications of...
What do they think of next?
You know, it could be news. It could be sports. It could be your fantasy team.
It just means your phone's going to make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
I shut mine off.
Dateline Washington, D.C. from United Press International. Two letters addressed to Defense Secretary James Mattis and another military official tested positive for the poison ricin at the Pentagon sorting facility, the U.S. Defense Department said today. A Pentagon spokesman said two suspicious letters addressed to Defense Secretary James Mattis and John Richardson, Chief of Naval Operations, contain the deadly poison. The Pentagon Force Protection Agency detected a suspicious substance during mail screening at the Pentagon's remote facility. The department said the letters did not enter the Pentagon and were turned over to the FBI. Officials said all incoming mail was being quarantined. In June, a Wisconsin woman was accused of spreading Islamic propaganda online, including showing how to make ricin and deploy it at government facilities and water reservoirs.
Well, it's no secret. It's castor beans.
Same month, a rice attack was foiled in Germany. And yeah, it's made from castor beans. What is... Haney, help me here. I'm not a farmer. What is a castor bean?
It's a bean called castor.
Thank you very much. Just wanted to get that.
The type of bean.
So that you can spot that. It's a bean called castor.
Yes, it's in the bean family.
Is it named after a cat, like John Castor?
Yeah, like the guy down in Cuba. Castor.
Not Castro. Castor.
Oh. Yeah, it's a red flowering bean plant.
So has anything flipped yet? Any switch gone yet?
Well, we wouldn't know, would we?
Well, I'm looking at the streamers. Oh, that's a long minute. Still streaming. I need to know if we're broadcasting. I was told
that's
all
fine.
Hands on deck at 2:20.
You can calm down, streamers. I only ask that so that we continue to do something for
right.
you.
Some kind of product.
Now, the over-the-air listeners, we don't know. They should be getting an EBS.
Yeah.
Or is it EAS now?
I don't know what it is now. I think it's some special thing. It's not one of the regular tests that go off.
Well, how many times have we done a show only to find out we were never on the air?
Oh, more than one. About a half dozen that we've done where we've been broadcasting. And
well,
don't
we
even
thought
know.
We were
yeah,
broadcasting.
Well, yeah, we weren't. We were just talking to ourselves. Oh, hold on a second. Thank you, D-Train. I know we're still on the air.
I love the fact that D-Train is still looking out for us.
I know I like that, but I know that we're still on the air.
He's a hell of a guy,
yeah,
you know that?
Yeah, he sure is. One in a million.
Yeah, I would not want to be the person that sent that to Mattis, because he'll show up at your house with a knife.
You're darn right. Be sending that stuff. Stuff's bad stuff. Okay. We, because I ain't going to hang around if something's going to happen here.
You're very antsy about this.
Yeah, well, I was made antsy about it. I was minding my
but
own
you
bees
know
bags.
They do that. They build things up that make them seem important.
I didn't know what day it was happening. I just knew.
Well, you're not
in
cleared for that.
Yeah, it's above my pay grade. I didn't know what it was.
Wait a second. Did somebody go in there and open one of those envelopes you're never supposed to
remember
open?
Remember those days? So
admit it, you thought about it.
In those days, you sure I did. But the end chief engineer comes in, get ready, probably while you're talking at 2:20. They're doing the big nationwide test.
And he said it like that.
Yeah.
So said, don't worry about
you
it.
You may be talking, but you're not going to be. Okay, all right.
Because you're foolish. You're talking, nobody will hear you. Because you're foolish.
Yeah.
That's a foolish thing to do.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm just going to tell you that by the time we get back on,
all I know is
should
this, this thing should be 90 seconds tops, but it's occupied way too much time.
It should have gone 5 minutes ago.
But you assume that it's going to go off on your cell phone, too, but it didn't.
This is what the chief engineer...
But you know about Mattis.
Yeah, I got because I get what they call a little
But you're not aware of what's going on in your own immediate future.
No. I don't know. I'm just going by what they say. You know what? I've always learned...
Hey, well, shouldn't there be a way for him to at least know?
You'd think...
I guess there's not.
No. There ain't nothing in there.
I wasn't asking you. You wouldn't know if there was.
You know, and the guessing people. Oh, maybe it's 2 p.m. Central Time. I don't know what it is.
By the time this break is over,
yeah.
If it's going to happen, it will have happened, right? Unless it's Central Time or something.
And take a break. Okay, we got Chiannopoulos, Mike Chiannopoulos today. We've got Name That Movie today.
I know what it is.
What?
You don't like that feeling because normally you're in charge.
I
here.
Hate that feeling.
It's out of your hands.
It's out of my hands. I need at least need to know when. We got so much good stuff to give away.
And let me tell you something, if it was in your hands, it'd run a lot smoother.
You darn right it would. I'd be on a stopwatch. Okay, now's the time. Bing, hit it. Remember what we used to have back in the old days? The envelope yep. you weren't supposed to go in had the double toggle switch.
Yep.
Be careful. One up, one down at the same time. Hit it.
Yep. Made you feel important, didn't it? Especially after they fill your head with meaningless numbers.
Key West Express, Lewis Black, Shine Down, Pewter Mug, Hollow Scream, Florida International Air Show. All on our prize
Why
list today.
Why do we need an aerial shot of the Pentagon?
So you can see how beautiful a building it is.
They're showing aerial shots of the Pentagon to talk about Mattis getting this envelope, which
yes.
was received at a facility that's off-site that has nothing
but
to do with
it. But he works at the Pentagon, and it's a beautiful building. It's shaped like a pentagon.
It looks good on TV.
Yep.
Because if you were to do an aerial shot of the off-site facility, it would be in an office park.
We still on the air?
Nobody knows.
We'll be back.
Tell Haney to put out his smoke and get his ass in here. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Okay, all right, all right. Stan and Haney here. I'm told now it's tomorrow. We're okay now. We'll go through the same thing tomorrow. Everybody under the sun is letting me know, except the chief engineer, that it's tomorrow.
Oh, great. So it's 2 days in a row of hand-wringing.
Yep. Yep.
Lovely.
Yep. Thanks for nothing. Oh, God.
Don't tell Stan to hit the panic button yep. until it's time to hit the panic
button.
Crying
out loud. Yeah. You know what? I got a button here, too, that will do a test.
Yeah, I think we owe it to the audience after all this talk to provide them with a test. But be sure and be looking for that tomorrow at 2:18.
Yeah, it's 2:20 tomorrow that the real one's to be done. Now, me personally...
Well, we start the pregame at 2:18.
Right. To get ready to go knocked off the air because they're going to do some big tests. I got my own.
Just so you don't feel like you're getting ripped off.
Guess, you know.
This is a test.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's do the grab bag.
See, it really serves no purpose.
No. No. And tomorrow won't either.
Nope. It means nothing.
If it works.
It means nothing.
No. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples, right next to the new Mercedes-Benz dealership. I feel so bad for Josh Whiteman. He's trying to run a fair campaign, and his opponent, Blackman, is just destroying. We heard him yesterday calling him a Nazi.
Yeah.
Here's what.
Very ugly.
Here's Josh Whiteman's latest campaign ad. It's friendly enough. And then the Blackman man.
Josh Whiteman, a local positive politician for the people with family values. Josh voted for better schools, lower taxes, and affordable college tuition for your children. Josh wants to lower prescription drug prices and is an advocate for decreasing health care costs. A supporter of our veterans and troops overseas, send Josh Whiteman back to Congress. He's the right man for the job. Yep. Paid for by Josh Whiteman for Congress. Oh.
Josh Whiteman is one of the lowest forms of human waste on Earth. When Josh was in high school, he used recreational drugs with his entitled country club friends. And why is it that Josh is often seen hanging around local petting zoos wearing loose-fitting cargo shorts with an open jar of Skippy Creamy Peanut Butter? Oh, drug-addicted, animal-hating, perverted Josh Whiteman. The wrong person for us to send back to Washington. Paid for by Leon Blackman for Congress.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I'll tell you what, these polls, I don't think you've learned anything from 2016.
No, they haven't.
Have you seen that they're showing the Democrat with a commanding lead for governor in this state?
Not going to happen. He had enough problems up in Tallahassee.
Well, one of his big-time supporters had to resign. Because he advocates murdering the president.
Yeah.
Publicly.
Maybe you're going to start seeing these in your neighborhood. Apparently it works. Domino's has been testing self-driving delivery cars. I guess they're doing it in Las Vegas. There's a video that's going viral. Two guys in Vegas ordered a pizza from Domino's. And sure enough, the self-driving car came up to their residence, even stopping at the stop sign on their street where nobody stops.
Well, who brings them the pizza?
A machine. Here's how it... They're waiting for their pizza. And they're getting notifications on their phone. Their pizza is on the way.
And here comes our car. It's kind of neat because it goes... supposedly goes the speed limit of the community. We shall see. One of the only cars that stops at this stop sign right here. Yep, this is it. Johnny has texted a code to kind of get the pizza out of here. Here's it turning in. Oh, it gets so scary. It pulls up. Johnny to the iPad, punches in his code. Yes!
You got it!
And so he gets his pizza.
The container is open. You can safely remove your order now.
Pretty cool. Awesome job, Domino's.
Domino's self-driving delivery vehicle.
And they say thank you.
Please stand clear. We're closing up and taking off.
So you have to go out to the car?
I would assume you go out to the car. Yeah. You wait and go out to your driveway. And when you put the code in your phone, it opens up.
I got to walk all the way out there?
I know where you live. It ain't that far of a walk to go out to your driveway.
What if it's raining? That's the whole reason you order pizza.
Yeah, you're right. All big news, kids. Big news. You see, when Haney and I were young, Trix used to be in nice fruit shapes.
Yeah, it was for kids.
Yeah, and now, I guess They're switching tricks. Cereal, to get nostalgic, is switching back to fruit shapes. Here's what we used to
listen.
You
mean they're fixing it?
They're going back.
We're here to see who knows all the new fruit shapes and tricks. A fruity flavored part of this complete breakfast.
I know.
Whoever knows the new shapes can win this box of tricks.
I know.
Okay.
Shapes of orange slices, green limes, raspberry red clusters, lemony curls, and grapefruity bunches.
Oh, silly rabbit. New tricks with fruit shapes are for kids.
I know.
Yeah, they're coming back with them. I'm going to give you another little commercial from the old days. Because a study was done. According to scientists, if the Kool-Aid man, oh yeah, you know, the pitcher with the face on it.
Yeah, we knew him when he was younger.
Yeah.
Right through a wall.
Yep. If the Kool-Aid man was real, he would have the force to break through a brick wall. Scientists have proven this. They say, however, about one-third of Kool-Aid's pitcher would have splashed out in the process.
You getting hot?
Yeah, you getting thirsty?
Yeah, this is a job for Kool-Aid. Hey, Kool-Aid!
Oh yeah, a crash bag full back. Kool-Aid wipes out thirst for you.
Oh yeah!
Crash a bag of boomer with a big bright smile and a fun taste too.
Oh yeah!
Super taste!
Your friend's cool!
Our friend's Kool-Aid!
Kool-Aid brand soft drink mix.
When I was a little kid, and they'd have on the packets that pitcher, and basically what it's supposed to be is a pitcher of Kool-Aid, and somebody, because it was so cold, drew a face on the pitcher. I wanted my mom, because my mom used to put them in plastic pitchers if she ever made Kool-Aid, and I wanted the glass pitcher.
Of course you did.
Like the one on TV.
That's how you were programmed.
So that I could go and make the
face. You were programmed that way, yeah.
Never had the chance to do it. The Kool-Aid pitcher. The glass pitcher. Trump had his big news conference yesterday. He was talking about the new deal with Canada and Mexico, but everybody wanted
Nobody knows about that.
Nope. Everybody wanted to talk about Kavanaugh.
You're talking about something that has been impeding this country since the Clinton administration, that everybody said, well, yeah, it probably does need to be at the least updated, but it's too complicated. Yep. We can't do all that.
Well, he did it, wanted to talk about it, but everybody wanted to talk about Kavanaugh, including Caitlin Collins of CNN, who asked Trump whether he'd pull Judge Kavanaugh's nomination if he lied to Congress about his drinking. The president was quick to respond that he can't talk about drinking because he's never had a drink in his life. And that's true.
So if he did lie about his drinking, does that mean you'll pull his
nomination? I don't think he did. Okay. Look, here's what. I'm just saying, I'm not a drinker. I can honestly say I never had a beer in my life, okay?
Right.
It's one of my only good traits. I don't drink. Whenever they're looking for something good, I say, I never had a glass of alcohol. I've never had alcohol. I've just, you know, for whatever reason. Can you imagine if I had, what a mess I'd be? I'd be the world's worst. But I never drank. Okay?
He's the world's most honest
man. But I can tell
man.
You, I watched that hearing. And I watched a man saying that he did have difficulty as a young man with drink. The one question I didn't ask is, how about the last 20 years? Have you had difficulty the last 20 years? Because nobody said anything bad about him in many, many years. They go back to high school.
Thinking back to my high school, they had keg parties. And
keg stands.
Yeah, keg stands.
Mm-hmm.
What's the kind where you open it up from the bottom and shoot it in?
Shotgun
it. Everybody did, well, the cool kids. And I kind of, you know, all right, Kavanaugh, he was probably a cool kid. He was at a prep school. You know, come on. You know, it was every weekend. Who's throwing the party?
Have you seen that picture of him and Mark Judge? They got their tongue sticking out in the football uniform.
Yeah.
Is it just me, or is that just an adorable shot?
Adorable? If I was, you know, if that was me,
yep.
years later, 40 years, I'd have it on my office, on my desk. You know, memories of when we were kids. Yeah. I think
we see something entirely different than other people do.
We do, because we're normal.
Mm-hmm. Normies.
And most of America is normal.
They don't know this, though.
The only ones you're going to hear from are the far right and the far left. And I've said
and
this.
The far left thinks because Obama got elected that everybody agrees with them now.
Yep. And the thing is, most of America is in the middle. But you can't run for president or Congress or anything if you're in the middle.
Well, you know the way that they act. And again, I'm talking about your far lefties. They act as if gay marriage was like a national referendum that everybody voted on. It wasn't.
It was very close.
It was illegal one day
yep.
and legal the next
yep.
due to a Supreme Court decision.
Yep. This is the quote of the... I just listened to this clip carefully. It's audio gold. And people are going to be offended by it. And I say, good for him.
Life is offensive.
That's
Sorry.
The way you grow up and toughen up. Trump got into a good burn on Cecilia Vega of ABC News during the press conference yesterday. Let's just listen carefully. Let's listen to the president talking under his breath.
Okay, question? Yeah, go ahead. Sure. She's shocked that I picked her.
No.
It's like in a state of shock.
I'm not thinking, Mr.
That's
President.
Okay. I know you're not thinking. You never do.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I got to play that again.
Go ahead.
That is so great. That is, and it's train of consciousness and no filter.
Mm-hmm.
No filter. It's what he thinks, and rightfully so. You're being called on. The president is waiting for you. He can't stand the media because of the way they treat him. And he says it like...
Okay, question? Yeah, go ahead. Sure. She's shocked that I picked her.
No.
She's like in a state of shock.
I'm not thinking, Mr.
That's
President.
Okay. I know you're not thinking. You never do.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
You're fine.
I'm sorry? What? What did you just say?
I'm offended.
What?
Sorry. I think I'm offended.
Sorry? Yeah.
Okay, question? Yeah, go ahead. Sure. She's shocked that I picked her.
No.
She's like in a state of shock.
I'm not thinking, Mr.
That's
President.
Okay. I know you're not thinking. You never do.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
And people wonder why we love this man.
Oh, that's so good. That's great. That's great. I think that's like the cut of the year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and what makes it brilliant, he didn't have that much to do with it.
No. No. Oh, and I don't get this. We'll wrap up the grab bag. I don't get this. I don't get this.
You know what that was?
What? What? Oh, we're back to that.
No, what yeah. you just played.
Yeah.
I can tell you what it was perfectly if you want to visualize it. It's like when there's a line drive to the pitcher and he's not expecting it, but it goes right in the glove.
Yep. Well, great. I don't get this at all. The Pennsylvania governor's debate. Who do they get to moderate the thing? Newsman or something? No. This is one of our big states, Pennsylvania. Key state. Keystone state. Governor's race. They get a local cable anchor, network anchor. No, they get Alex Trebek.
What?
I'm dead serious. Alex Trebek moderated the Pennsylvania governor's debate.
It's not that he couldn't do it. It's just odd.
Yep, here you go. And he even goes with a little trivia to start the show off, the debate off, and he lets the guy off the hook. There you go. There.
This year, shortly after the Super Bowl,
You got a pretty positive reaction from the audience when you uttered the words, fly, eagles, fly. And that started me thinking. So please, sir, tell me the name of the starting defensive lineman for the Eagles, who has won two consecutive Super Bowls, each one with a different team.
Do you know that?
I'm not an Eagles fan.
No. Well, let me start it again. That's how he started the debate.
This year, shortly after the Super Bowl, you got a pretty positive reaction from the audience when you uttered the words, fly, Eagles, fly. And that started me thinking. So please, sir, tell me the name of the starting defensive lineman for the Eagles, who has won two consecutive Super Bowls, each one with a different team.
And I guess you're going to want me to put that in the form of a question.
Right now, there are people in this room who are sitting there saying, what on earth is going on here? You and Mr. Wagner have come here tonight to talk about politics and policies, and here comes Trebek straight out of left field with a question about football. That was unfair.
No, it wasn't. It shows that he's a fraud. He wants the benefits of being identified with the Eagles and doesn't follow football.
Yep. I mean, think about what Josh Whiteman's been through. And he probably could have answered.
Yep.
That damn Blackman.
Yep.
He just All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls, find out what's on your mind. We've got some nice prizes if you contribute, and we throw one your way. Later on in the 3 o'clock hour, he's back in the studio with us, Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. He's a lawyer, attorney, esquire, and he's here
Singer,
for one reason.
Dancer, entertainer.
He's here to help you. He knows that you got something going on in your life that's not right, unfair. He'll take your calls. Later on today, Stan's Name That Movie, today featuring the films of Marky Mark Wahlberg.
I guess he's got enough now.
He's got enough.
You know,
also,
good for him.
4 o'clock safe word, $1,000 chance at it.
I know a little bit more about him than the average cat. Because,
Marky Mark of the Funk Bunch?
Yes. People that I grew up with ended up working with him on his movies.
Mm.
And they have nothing
he's a square deal.
But the
highest
to say. They.
Yep.
I won't go into it, but they had a family tragedy, something that comes out of the blue. It wasn't their fault,
right.
But there are bad people in this world. And it was Marky Mark that stepped up and said, I want to make sure everybody's got the care that they need. We're going to do whatever we need to do. And they never forget that.
We'll be featuring them today, Mark Wahlberg. This is the Stan and Haney program.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. For the sake of clarification, the pulse is most easily located by firmly grasping the jugular vein and squeezing hard. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday afternoon. Phone number into the studio if you want to talk to us. Maybe pick up a prize. Area code 239-277-9600. I throw out that 239 in case you're from outside of our immediate area and you want to call us. And we could give you a stick pin locally. You contribute to the show. We could get you a prize. Now, one of the prizes, and I want to specify this because it's on a particular day. I see on our prize list a pair of tickets aboard the Key West Express. Well, what's that all about? And then I started reading what it's about.
What's it about?
Keep in mind, if you want to go and you can go on this particular date, this is what it's about. Know that it's the Key West Express to and from Key West in Fort Myers. 96 K-Rock is putting together a sloppy weekend in Key West.
Well, we're famous for it.
Yep, always have been.
This is my daughter.
Listen for your chance to hitch a ride aboard the Key West Express. This is for Rocktober the 12th. Rocktober 12th. Zito is going to broadcast live from Key West from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Papa's Pilar Distillery. That is the Hemingway rum named after his bump.
Pilar, yeah, who was named after his then wife.
Yeah, and I've tried this rum. Have you? I have the light and the dark in my fridge right now. Mm-hmm. Spectacular. I tried it down in Key West.
So it just depends on your mood?
Yes. Yep. Or you put a little floater.
Which one is which?
You got a
For what mood?
Well, if you're just having like a rum drink, like a rum and Coke or something like that, you use the light rum. If I'm going and having myself like a frozen drink, I'll put a dark little floater on it, you know?
A float.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? You know it exactly.
I know where to get you.
Yeah, right here, and you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So he's going to be at the Papa's Pilar Distillery in the heart of Key West. So you, if you want to, can go October 12th if you win the tickets. Go down that day, and they'll take you right back the same day. Or you can make your own arrangements for a hotel down there and come back the following day. But it is for October the 12th, and Zito's broadcast from the distillery in the heart of Key West. Each winner will also receive a 96K Rock survival kit and be registered for the grand prize, an overnight stay at the Ocean Key Resort,
nice,
including the exclusive K-Rock tail party. You can go to 96krock.com for all the info on discounted rooms if you choose to stay there. You don't have to stay there. You can go back on the Key West Express the same day.
So there are options involved.
There are options involved. But if you're going to say, oh, man, I'd love to go to Key West, it's for October the 12th.
So that's, there's specifics involved as well.
Yes. Some of the other prizes we have available, I'll make them, I'll say, oh, would you like a prize? Not one of these prizes on the list today is a filler. These are all top-notch
no
prizes.
No filler, all killer.
Pair of tickets.
The station with more songs per hour.
Yep, because we shorten them up.
Hit music for the coast.
Yep. Pair of tickets to the Florida International Air Show.
I love the air show.
October 19th through the 21st.
Where's that?
I think Port Charlotte. Punta Gorda up there?
We know who's going to be there?
I was told the MIGs are going to be there. They're going to have a MIGs.
It's going to be like MIG Alley.
Yeah.
I can't go to that.
We have a pair of tickets.
Because I can't fight MIGs.
Nope.
Not anymore.
We have a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. We have $50 to the Pewter Mug North. We have a pair of tickets to Shinedown. That is their February 20th concert at the Hertz Arena, formerly Germain Arena. They wanted to paint it all yellow.
And somebody...
I guess there's a time.
Is it still a possibility?
Yeah. October 19th, pair of tickets to see Louis Black at the Barber B. Mann. He's phenomenal.
Yeah. He and I get along very well.
Yeah. And again, if you can do the October 12th with Zito, we have a Key West Express, 277-9600. If you contribute to the show, add a little something, I may say, hey, you want a prize? And those are what you got to choose from. 277-9600. What do you got for us today, Haney?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question, Stan, because I've been through multiple crashes, but let's keep our fingers crossed.
All right.
Just a happy sound.
I like it. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, this is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. You've been holding for a long time.
I know.
Why have you been holding on the phone for so long? What's up?
Because you're worth waiting for.
were worth waiting for?
Oh, that's nice.
She must want something.
Yeah, you don't want something.
What woman doesn't want something?
You don't sit on that phone for a good 15, 20 minutes.
Because we're nice.
Because we're nice.
Yeah.
I was jamming out in the parent pickup line. No Panthers. River Panthers.
Which school is it?
Oh, that's Cypress Lake, isn't it?
No, Peace River is... Elementary is in Port Charlotte.
All right.
But I think Cypress Lake is Panthers, too.
But that's all right. We're Peace River. Go okay. Panthers.
Yeah, go Panthers.
Go Panthers.
Rah, rah.
I just wanted to bring up about this Kavanaugh. I'm so sick about this Kavanaugh.
Yes.
Hearing.
You think
I watched it for 6-7 hours on Friday, and I cannot get that back from my life.
Oh, no.
6 hours. I know. They're gone.
All right.
Gone.
All right. Look.
Day should have never happened.
You're in the Senate. All this is behind you now. FBI's investigated. You're in the Senate, and they come to you for your vote. Yay or nay to the Supreme Court?
Yay.
There you go.
Well, they don't look into her background and her yearbook because I looked it up on Google.
What'd you find out there?
Oh, yeah.
I found out that she would go to cake parties, and they call her Chrissy, not Christine or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
goes to keg parties and ones with strippers and how so-and-so hit the garage. She hit her parents' garage driving. She was so drunk. I don't believe that she had one beer.
Right.
That
yeah,
she said that's, the other day.
That's your standard teenage answer when you're caught.
Yeah, I had just one beer. Yeah,
but, and I did
don't
hear
you
that.
Know she's supposed to be believed no matter what?
Yeah, and they also said that they would pick up random guys on a Friday night. And I can't believe they're not looking into her yearbook because they went all over his yearbook.
Yeah, and I did hear, yearbook aside, because I think that's patently unfair, but I did hear that when they announced the FBI investigation that there were people supposedly in the know that were whispering, this isn't going to be good for her.
Really?
And it's basically what she's talking about that people know.
Yeah. What can I get you? We got so many things. What would you like?
I would love the Hollis Green.
All right. I got to ask the important question. Have you won anything from us in the last 30 days?
No, I haven't.
All right.
I've never won anything.
You have now. Hold on.
Go Panthers.
Go Panthers.
And go Panthers.
I'm gonna send
I love you guys. Thank
you, sweetheart. I'm going to send you over to Junior. Hold on. 2779600.
What a nice lady.
Nice lady.
And you know, there's a lot of people when they talk about Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
I was out last night talking to a few people.
Yeah.
It's very quiet, but it's almost like they feel you out for a second. Can you believe what's happening with the Kavanaugh thing?
Oh, yeah, they got to test it so you're not beaten down.
And then you're the one brave enough to go, yeah, it's a shame. They should have never done it to him. You're absolutely right.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah. Hi. Who's... Well, a lot of women calling today.
Well, I don't mind.
Yeah, no, I don't mind.
I like women.
They're calling for a reason. Who's this?
This is Robin.
Hi, Robin.
As soon as you said all killer, you had their attention.
Yep, you had their attention.
Definitely.
And you're Robin?
I am.
Robin, have you ever listened to us before?
I listen to you all the time.
Thank you. Because your husband makes you...
No. Matter of fact, I brought him to your show.
Really?
Oh, you're awesome, Robin.
That's fantastic. And now he's listening every day now, right?
When he's in town where he can, yes.
Oh, he's on the road a lot, huh?
Yeah, he's a trucker.
Ah, you ever go on the road with him?
Locally, yes. Long trips, no.
Not...
I was dispatching at home, so I have to have a computer and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not for you.
Oh no, I love it.
You love the open road, but you know you can't do it.
Right, right.
All right,
Robin. What would you like?
I think I would love the Key West.
Now you can go on the 12th, right?
Yes, I can go on the 12th.
Is he going to be in town then?
No, I'm going to take my daughter.
Oh, you'll have fun.
And she's old enough because you're going to a distillery.
She's 22.
Oh, wow. You sound very youthful, Robin.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're going to have a blast.
You're going to have a blast. I'm going to send you over to Junior. He's going to explain. Tickets aren't here yet. They're going to notify you when the tickets come in for October the 12th. But he's going to get your information now, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, Robin, hold on.
Her daughter's going to be so impressed.
Yeah. I mean, let me tell you something. You go down to Key West. Haney and I have been going down to Key West since the 80s.
And it is weird because Key West, for us, you know your hometown, you know where you live now, you know your way around perfectly. The weird thing is Key West is like that for us. We've been there so many times, we know our way around
now,
the town.
I'm going to tell you, if you have never been to Key West, and the first time I went to Key West, go down, I believe I drove down to Key West. And the first time I drove down to Key
Me
West.
Me too, the first time.
Drove there, and my first 20 minutes in Key West, old town Key West, was, what the hell? This, look at this, it's dirty, it's... That lasted 20 minutes. And after that, I didn't want to leave. And I couldn't wait for the next time to go to Key West. It is such an experience.
I think that, Key West is its own thing. And we've been there by boat, by plane, by automobile.
Yep.
But there is something about the first time you get onto the 7 Mile Bridge.
See that blue water?
Oh, man.
It's amazing.
That's when you know you're somewhere else.
Yep. And if you're taking the Key West Express down, you're on there and you're having some convivials. You're hanging out with your friends. You say, geez, you know what? I've been on the boat a little while. Let me go up on deck, take a look. And after you start seeing in the distance the islands, and you're saying, we're almost there, and those islands get closer and closer and closer, and it's a blast. You'll have such a fun time. And those of you that been already know this.
Yeah, and what a cool little place.
Yep.
And it's been there forever.
Ever. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, I have a couple things to talk about. First and foremost, you guys started talking about Key West. How about the six-toe cats there at the Hemingway House? My wife absolutely loves Key West. Uh-huh. I'm there twice a year. So I have one thing to say real fast. Me as a fan, if you guys were to cut Waterman, none of us would be disappointed.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, very well taken. Thank you. Now, look, because I see the texts every day, and I've seen the texts for 18, 19 years with him, with a gap of about 5 years where he disappeared. There is no, okay, he's part of the gang. Kevin, can't stand him. And about 50% of our audience can't stand him. The vile, and I'm with you, I can't stand him. But the other half of our audience absolutely love him. And I don't know why, they absolutely love him. There is no middle ground with Dave. It's not like, oh, yeah, he's okay. I don't mind him. He adds a little bit to your show. He's okay. No. Either love him or you hate him. And I'm with the hate. I'm not a hater, but I can't stand him. And I've known him a good chunk of my life.
I hope for the best for him.
It's just, I'm not getting into that today. I'm not kidding.
I'd rather not.
No. Junior has to deal with him tonight.
Does he?
Yeah, because he's going down to the studio with your buddy Randy.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm told that he's going to expect money from Randy, too. Do you know that? Do you know it? You going to deny that you told me that's going to happen?
I don't know. It's a possibility. I don't know.
Okay. I won't get too deep into it. I'm just what?
Are you kidding me?
No, that's why I was floored. I'm not saying anymore. He's expecting. Let's just say it this way. He's expecting from our friend to get money.
Does he not understand that our friend is underwriting him being there to begin with?
Yes, he understands that.
just disregards it.
Disregards it, kind of like what he does with you. And he's expecting to get money. That's why he's been hounding him for so long. When are we getting in and doing this? When are we getting in and doing this? Because he's expecting also, not only is it underwritten in a recording studio, he's expecting to get money. I'm not going to say anything more about it. Far be it from me to be the bad guy. Okay.
You don't mind being the bad guy.
No, I don't. Somebody's got to do it. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Matt up here in Venice. How you doing?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, I was back to the Ford thing. I was reading on some message boards, which is a dangerous thing. But there were some attorneys talking about how well coached she was.
Act
feeble. But the one thing that was really interesting that I heard, psychologically, they put oversized glasses on her that magnified her eyes into big puppy dog eyes. Makes her seem sad.
It is all calculated.
Oh, yeah.
We know for a fact on how things can be calculated. Yeah,
and she had been prepped to death.
Yep. Appreciate the call. We got to take a break. Thank you for all your calls. We'll continue to take calls, but they will be for Mike Chiannopoulos of Absolute Law. Child support. Family law. Guess what? You can hear me. You got a bad breakup. You've been divorced, you got kids you're dealing with, you got alimony payments, you got child support payments, you got the whole visitation thing going on, you got the battle back and forth, you know what, how much longer do I have to pay on this? Mike can give you advice on that. You got yourself popped with a DUI, he can help you on that. You got criminal stuff, he can help you on that. You've got military, veterans issues,
he's
can help
man.
You on that. He was a military judge.
He knows his way around.
He's going to take your phone calls next. He's Mike Chiannopoulos. We are Stan and Haney.
It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and aeroplanes. Stan and Haney are still not afraid.
That's right.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, about 21 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a grand. In the meantime, it's Tuesday, and that means Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law in studio taking your phone calls, 277-9600. If you want to get in line and talk to Mike Chiannopoulos, not everybody has an attorney on retainer. You could probably use the advice of Mike Chiannopoulos.
Mm-hmm.
I think since he's been in here today, five people have come up to him. Everybody can use the advice of an attorney, and he makes it a point to come in here.
To get from the front door to the studio.
It's an ordeal.
He's got to run a gauntlet.
And that's why he comes in every Tuesday. He says, look, he says, I know your listeners can't go and just pick up a phone and have somebody at their disposal. I'm here, and he will tell you also how he can be at your disposal. It's 239 Ask Mike and 24/7.
Anytime.
Yep.
All you got to do is dial 6. If it's outside of business hours, you'll come directly to me, whether I'm in Greece, the Gulf of Mexico.
That's a fact.
Mexico, parts unknown.
Parts unknown.
Surveilling Russian bases.
Russian military installations.
If you'd like to talk to Mike, 277-9600.
I'm more concerned with the Chinese down there.
Well, you know, my biggest concern today is that, Stan, I got to give you the bad news.
What?
I think when Haney was in high school, he might have drank a beer.
Yeah.
I don't think he's qualified for this job. So we're going to have a talk,
Mike,
with the Beasleys.
I don't appreciate you saying that. It's based on nothing. Anybody that knows me knows that in high school, I drank malt liquor.
Yep, I know for a fact. 277-9600.
Well, did he touch you? Well, no. I was assaulted by a group of men. Well, was Judge Kavanaugh among them?
Oh, no, I never said that.
No, I don't.
He was handing out Red Solo cups.
I don't even know him.
I can't say for sure. I don't think so.
No,
really?
But
so why are you here?
I like to go to rape parties. I went to about 10 of them that year.
Yeah.
Is that rave parties or rape parties?
Yeah,
rape
right? Yeah.
parties.
Yeah. Nice. They waited nice. In line.
Nice.
Plied them with beer. 2-2-7-7-9-6-0-0. You want to sing?
You know I do. That's my favorite part of the week.
All and right. and everything you said is true, Stan, but you can really distill it all with one phrase.
What's that?
He can help.
Yep. Listen to this beautiful singing voice.
It's a true renaissance, man.
Go to the studio, cut a record.
They won't even let me in church. Sir, can you mouth the words?
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this.
I can help.
I got two strong arms.
Oh, I can help.
It would sure do me good to do you good.
Let me help with your divorce, your DUI. I can help anybody but Judge Brett Kavanaugh right now. Okay? That's the only person in the world I can't help right now.
Here's Andy on line one. He's been waiting the longest.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's sickening.
It's sickening. It's ridiculous. Andy, you're on with Mike.
Dan, Haney, you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome. Hey, Mike, listen. My son got falsely accused of something, and it cost him his job, cost him his marriage, cost him a lot of money.
Ooh!
Is there any recourse for something like that?
Yeah, it's called defamation. Defamation is a legal action that covers
both. Does that
have
teeth?
Right.
Does it?
Defamation does. Okay. And I'm going to tell him about that. It encompasses both libel and slander. One is written and one is spoken. But here's the tough thing. So you have to prove that somebody took information that they knew or should have reasonably known wasn't true, and they communicated it to another person or persons, and okay. that you suffered damage as a result of it. So he's going to have to prove to take on that lawsuit that, A, the person who started it, said it, communicated it, knew or should have known it wasn't true, that
okay.
they did it anyway, and it was, you know, recklessly
right.
did it, that he
oh, yeah.
that he suffered damages. Now, this is what we don't see in these cases. We very rarely see damages, and that's always the problem in these cases. You're telling me he lost a job and a marriage over it. Now we got some damages. Somebody says, well, my neighbor said something about me and the billy goat out back, and it's going around
right.
the neighborhood, and I want to sue him for defamation because that's not true. Okay, fine,
okay.
but what are your damages at the end of the day? You didn't lose a job or anything. So you're in a position where you might have a viable, your son may have a viable cause of action.
All right.
So Brett Kavanaugh stands a chance.
Well, I don't know about all that. He's got my vote, but I don't know about the rest of the Senate. They don't usually consult me.
2-7-7-9-6-0-0.
You know what Lindsey Graham said last night?
There's no telling.
He said that evidently the Republicans in the Senate are so incensed by this. He was asked, what are you going to do if Jeff Flake flakes out again? And you end up being one vote short. Could be Flake, Murkowski, or Collins.
Whoever.
And he said, if we are one vote short, I want to take it to the American people.
There you go.
He says, so they vote him down. I would suggest to the president that he renominate Brett Kavanaugh.
Right.
And let people vote and bring in more Republican senators.
Letting those senators know that, hey, you're accountable to somebody. Me, Joe Q Public.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem.
Yep.
These career politicians get up there, and they don't have any accountability or loyalty back to their own people.
Like
they're lying in their pockets.
Well, and Blumenthal out of Connecticut.
And Jeff Flake is a great example of that. He was on 60 Minutes with his Democratic bee buddy, Chris Coons.
Yep.
And I think it was Steve Croft asked him directly, you're not running for re-election. You've decided you're not
right.
going to run. Would you have done this, postponing the vote on Kavanaugh, if you were running? And he laughed out loud and said, oh, absolutely not.
Right. Right.
Which tells me...
He's self-interested. He doesn't care about his constituents.
Which tells me you've been lying to your constituents about what you believe the whole time.
Absolutely.
Here's Rick, line two. Rick, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Rick, what do you got for us today?
Okay, a few days ago, my brother's wife moved out. They're in Illinois. She moved out, been staying out at the bars till 4 in the morning.
Oh, jeez.
Put his foot down and noticed a text just 2 days ago from another guy, and she admitted that she was having an affair.
Wait, wait, so, wait. Did your brother marry my ex-wife?
No, no, I don't think so. So, anyway, my brother's upset. He packed their 9-year-old daughter's clothes, his clothes, shut the power off of the house, the electricity. It showed up at my doorstep at noon today in Cape Coral. And there's no divorce, no proceedings, no nothing. She just left. And I just don't want him to get in trouble for taking, you know, my niece out of state.
Yeah, what's the rules with that, Mike?
Well, call me off the air. I think your brother's going to be okay. There's a couple of things he needs to do and consider.
At this point, he's just visiting family.
Right. But there's a couple of things he needs to consider. And strategy discussions about specific legal stuff is really best done off the air. So 239, ask Mike.
Okay.
I'm going to leave here and, you know, call me after 5 and just press 6. It'll come to me.
All right.
Okay. I appreciate that very much.
You betcha.
That's a good brother.
Yeah, it is. And
I'm telling you right now, if I showed up at my brother's doorstep
with your kid, hey, got any room?
Yeah. I think your brother wouldn't have a problem with it.
His wife, on the other hand.
My brother is not in control. The first thing he'd say to me is, it's nice to see you. Where are you staying?
Right? Right.
We have one line open, 277-9600. Here's Jesse, who's been waiting patiently. Jesse, you're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Ahoy, gentlemen.
Hey, Jesse.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jesse. What do you got for me today?
My son has been going through the juvenile justice system for the past 3 years. My thought on this was always, if you do a crime, the only taxpayers' money that should go into it is bigger jails, bigger prisons. I don't feel that way anymore. The juvenile justice system does no justice for juveniles. I'm trying to start a 501(c) in Charlotte County for juveniles on probation.
Right.
Most of the attorneys I have talked to said they don't know anything about a 501(c) because what I'm trying to do is collect money to go to an attorney to get it started so they can actually do the paperwork.
Right, but you can't do that.
Is that legal?
Yes, but you can't do it on tax-free status. So for the listener, what she's asking about is a 501(c)(3), which stands for, there's a section of the IRS code, and then it's subsection 501, subparagraph C, subparagraph 3, and that language authorizes the use and the formation of and use of not-for-profit companies. So a 501(c)(3) is a not-for-profit company, and so all of your churches use that. They form a not-for-profit. And obviously, you know, your agencies that go out and give help both domestically and internationally use that, so they're not taxed. You can go ahead and raise that money, but the people who donate to you won't be able to use that for a tax deduction this year. You have to first get your 501(c)(3) status. And yeah, there are probably not a whole lot of people that know how to form those companies. And I will tell you that it's reasonably expensive because of that. There's a limited number of people that know how to do it.
Right. And I think that's why the attorneys that I have talked to have shied away, because they hear that. And I think they're thinking that I'm asking them to do this pro bono. And all I really wanted to know if it was legal for me to collect the money to pay an attorney to start it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I would open, so that you don't get yourself in trouble, I would open a separate bank account. And you can name it the name of, that you want the 501(c)(3), the company to have. You can, you know, put your name, DBA, whatever that company name is, and have the checks made out with the company name, and make deposits and keep track of everybody's money, and, you know, show that you don't mess with anything. Deposits come in, and the only thing you pay out of there is the lawyer fees or the company fees. Don't take anything personally, so that you know you're okay.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. There you go. 277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos in studio here for a little while. And on line one is Mike. Mike, you're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, Mike, what do you got for us today?
Well, it's a little bit of a long story, but I'll try to make it quick.
Thank you.
I was in Suncoast, and the police were, you know, stopping people for everything. And so I ran my camcorder, or my cell phone, you know, recorder on while I was driving home from Circle K. And the police stopped me. He said I didn't stop at the stop sign, which I did. I had it all recorded on my phone. Recorded that and every bit of the conversation, and even told the cop I filed a complaint with his internal affairs because I stopped and he said I didn't. And went to court. Before I went to court, I spoke to the clerk of the courts, and they said to bring the video in, you need to put it on a USB drive so the judge can view it.
Yep.
So I did all that, brought two copies, one for the judge, one for the officer.
All right, so what's the point? The judge didn't look at it or what?
The judge, there was no judge. It was a hearing officer.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't, he said he has no way of viewing them, and he wouldn't let me question the police officer. I had it on my cell phone, and he said you could play it on the cell phone. Every time we'd get to the part of me stopping, he would look away and say he don't see nothing. And the, then he finds
the hearing officer or the cop?
The hearing officer.
Okay, well, you need to file an appeal, and you'll file an appeal in the circuit court in its appellate capacity. So if you want to do that, talk more about that, figure out what it costs, what it takes to do, et cetera, just give me a shout, 239-ASK-MIKE.
All right.
Okay, well, I have one more question. Do I have any representation? Anything I can do against the cop, because he also lied under oath. He told the officer that I didn't give him his paperwork that he asked for, and he had to ask me repeatedly, and then he charged me an extra $150. But I have all that recorded. I did give it to him.
Yeah, we can address all that. You know, I'm not in the habit of suing law enforcement. That's not something I do. But we can discuss what your options are.
All right. Thank you.
You betcha. 277-9600, line open with a few more minutes with Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. Alicia is on line two. Alicia, you're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Alicia.
It's the Alicia Show.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, lifetime listener, by the way. I call all the time. I was calling today because about 8 years ago, I got a divorce, and a custody hearing was held, and I ended up getting a family plan. Well, recently, my ex-husband has not been abiding by the family plan, and I just wanted to know, because it was so many years ago, does that still hold up? And more so because he's supposed to pick up the kids every Friday and drop them off at school Monday, and it states that the child support was changed due to the fact that he does have them.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's 30% of the time now.
Right. Anything over 20%, there's a set off on child support, right?
Correct. And then it states that if he does not abide by those guidelines, that it would go back to the original child support fee.
Right.
So does that still hold up? Can I still use that? And how do I go about
it? The answer is yes, it still holds up. It's an order of the court. It has not been withdrawn or amended by the court, so it's still an effective order of the court. It's still enforceable. You do that by a couple of things. I mean, one, you can file a motion for contempt and ask the court to require his presence to explain why he should not be held in contempt. I don't know that that's a good choice because I don't know that you want to try to force somebody to see their children. But the other thing that you would do is you would file a motion to enforce that portion of the marital settlement agreement or the parenting plan that says it reverts back if he doesn't do this. And you could do that by hearing. But what you really need to do, in my opinion, is file a supplemental petition to modify that last plan. You're telling me it was 8 years ago. The needs of your children have substantially changed in the last 7 or 8 years based upon their maturity levels. And so they have different needs in terms of parenting. They have different needs in terms of time sharing, et cetera. And I would want child support recalculated. I guarantee you he makes more money now than he did 8 years ago. So I would want child support recalculated and calibrated to the current incomes. And he's not going to want to do that, trust me. But a supplemental petition is probably not something that somebody can do, you know, on their own. So, you know, 239-ASK-MIKE, call me and I'll tell you all about it.
Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
There you go, Alicia. See you later, everybody.
Dun, 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 dun.
Ed on line one.
That was nice. Hi, everybody.
I love that. I love it. Ed, you're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Hey, Mike. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Ed. What do you got for me today?
Yes, sir. I inherited my dad. When my dad passed away last year, I inherited a couple of bills, unfortunately. I didn't know he had. And one is a credit card bill. Am I obligated to pay that?
It's not my, it's his.
You didn't inherit the bills because they don't get passed. You know, they did you file a probate?
No, I did not.
Did he leave anything in a total value of more than $75,000?
No, he left me his house.
Okay, but was it worth more than $75,000 in terms of net equity, like what it's worth minus what's owed on it?
No. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, yes,
all right.
Will be.
So you still need to go ahead and do a probate because what happens is the creditors have 90 days from the time you give them notice to make a claim, and if they don't make a claim, it's forever waived. If they do make a claim, what you're telling me is there's really nothing in the estate, so it just they kind of end up going away. You've given them notice. But if you don't file a probate until 10 years after he's passed, then they have 10 years and 90 days. So you need to get that done to cut off the creditors and get that wrapped up so that they don't nobody tries to attach the property. And we could talk about that more if you want to call me, 239-ASK-MIKE.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
There you go. Yep. I want to give an extra couple of minutes here to let everybody know that you're easy to get a hold of. You're not hard to find. And it's 239-ASK-MIKE no matter what time of day.
24/7, 365, doesn't matter. When you get the office greeting, if it's outside of normal hours, press 6. You come straight to me, and I always answer the phone no matter where I am.
Mike, just very quickly before we go, just to clear this up, the concept of our entire judicial system is innocent until proven guilty or... Prove your innocence.
Well, that depends. Apparently, if you're going through senatorial confirmation, then it's you're guilty until proven innocent. But the rest of the system, as I understand it, is innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
239.
When you're a 52-year-old man, actions you may or may not have taken when you were 17, should those factor into your life in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, you know, if you committed a double murder, perhaps. If you raped somebody, yeah, okay, these are vile crimes that are unacceptable in any public official, and I understand that. You're talking about somebody who drank a beer when he was 17. You're talking about somebody who may have exercised poor judgment and shown a private part at a college fraternity party 30 years ago. Really?
Can I see your high school yearbook?
Because I guarantee you that every single one of those senators asking him questions have done far worse.
Final question. Have you boofed?
I'm not sure that I have, but if I have, I'd rather not talk about it publicly.
Yes, start a whole jizz. Yeah,
I tend to boof in private.
Yeah,
exactly. What is a boof?
Nobody knows.
No. Okay. Well,
it depends on who you ask. Yeah.
I do my boofing in private.
Isn't it about gas?
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Thank you.
Next week we'll discuss Devil's Triangle.
I'd stick by your radio. Chance maybe to pick up a thou.
The battered bastards of Beasley Broadcasting. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. Still got time to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. And again, you put it in at 96krock.com or on the new K-Rock app. I've looked at it. It's so simple. And the safe word is parents. P-A-R-E-N-T-S. Parents. You got about 4 more minutes to get it in. And if you are the multi-market winner, they will notify you. They will. How do I know if I win or not? They'll notify you.
Your call is important to us.
So that's how you're going to do that. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails in about 30 minutes. Stan's Name That Movie, 5 movie clips featuring the actor Mark Wahlberg, Marky Mark. We've got Florida International Air Show tickets, Hollow Scream, Pewter Mug, the Shinedown concert, Lewis Black, and maybe if you'd like to go with Zito, get on the Key West Express. I think that's October the 12th.
Well, that's going to be a good
mistaken,
time.
That'll be, yeah, go right down to the Pilar Distillery. Got some of that. It's good stuff. And because it was his boat, the top on the bottles of rum. They've got almost like a nautical thing with a little chain attached to it, and they're very nice. It's almost like when you see on TV when they were selling the Esteban guitars.
Piece of furniture. It's
like a piece of furniture in your home. It's a beautiful
thing.
Yeah,
you don't have to play the guitar to buy one.
Nope, because it looks so good in the corner of your room. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that.
And the sandalwood perfume.
Yeah, a lot of sandalwood. He created it himself.
It smells like him.
Yeah. I don't know how, and this was years ago, I don't know how many people remember from the Home Shopping Club, this flamenco guy who wore a hat and sunglasses, and he called himself Esteban.
Yeah, he's good, though.
And he was at flamenco style.
Yeah.
And he was selling these.
Says he studied with Segovia.
Whatever. And he was selling these guitars. And he came in one day with a bunch of guitars,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about it. We played guitars, and the woman, when you go on to the Home Shopping Club, you know how obnoxious they can be.
And she's they have to be.
And she's talking about, these guitars, they're so beautiful. You don't even have to play guitar. Just having it in the corner of your room is a wonderful piece of furniture. It brings warmth and togetherness. It's like, come on. Let's get you updated.
But she's smiling as she lies to you.
K-Rock traffic.
What do we got here? Looky here. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Crash, Hancock Bridge Parkway and Marina Town Lane.
Most women don't look at it as a piece of furniture. They look at it as clean up your mess, put it back, put it in the other room.
Fort Myers, crash, Neal Road, the 7,000 block Neal Road. There is some road blockage there. And in Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, Summerlin Road, right at Reflections Parkway. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's about to tell you, because he's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know. You don't know you're doing it.
But I'm doing it.
Well, not you in particular, because you're allergic.
Thank you.
But there's something you do all the time that upsets your dog and makes your dog depressed.
Well, so be it.
Have you noticed that for about 2 weeks, the Vegas shooting was the biggest news on the planet?
Yes.
And then it just faded away.
Went away.
With no answers.
And now we're up to, like a year now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, went away.
Oh, don't worry about it. We don't know why it happened or what he was doing. Just don't pay any more attention to it. Some rare good news. Two Vegas shooting survivors decided to get married on the 1 year anniversary to take back that date.
Good.
I don't know how many stories like this I'm going to have to do before people start paying attention. If you are going to propose marriage to a woman, do it very simply. You have a ring, you get down on one knee.
Yep. Get it done.
And present it.
Yep.
Don't do it at a sporting event. Don't do all this crazy stuff. A 27-year-old man couldn't just have any proposal. He had to propose on a mountain peak. And they got lost trying to get down.
Of course they
did. Stan?
Yes.
I wouldn't say that you are a professional gambler. But you know more than the average gambler.
Yeah, and I enjoy it.
Well, Alabama, the University of Alabama,
Roll Tide,
is playing the, or was playing the University of Louisiana Lafayette. Would you put action on Alabama to win?
It's a given. They're going to win. Yeah, yeah. It's a chump bet. But they're going to win. It's a lopsided, ridiculous matchup.
Well, one man felt pretty good about Alabama's chances.
Oh, you don't say.
And bet $1,600 on Alabama to win.
You get the points different?
We'll tell you what the payoff was.
Yeah, not a whole heck of a lot.
And finally, Dateline Tampa, Florida.
Yeah.
A 31-year-old woman assaults her much older husband because he had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to complain about her crazy ass vacuuming at 3 a.m.
Oh, I'd complain too. What the hell are you doing?
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Isn't it about time to laugh?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that just cuts through me like a knife. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Amy?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
This is National Work From Home Week. What am I doing here?
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
benefits of working at home.
Top benefits of working from home.
Unlike your coworkers, your cat rarely gets judgy when you spend 8 hours looking at porn. Being able to make your own schedule leaves plenty of time to work on your Game of Thrones fan fiction,
yeah,
and sadly ponder why you're single. There's nobody around to tell you how much you suck. Unless, of course, you're married.
Come on!
You can microwave as much salmon as you want without it leading to a meeting with HR. It gives you a legitimate reason to ignore your wife.
Yeah.
I'm working.
Do you mind?
You don't get trapped in stupid water cooler conversations about Brett Kavanaugh. It's not like you're going to report yourself for sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Having your own private bathroom means you can eat Taco Bell 3 times a day. Mama.
Where's Mama? Is that a different one? Where's Mama? Mama. Ma, play Mama.
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 And finally, the very top benefit of working at home.
Yes.
You can have a 3-martini lunch every day, as well as a 3-martini morning coffee break.
Such a way with words.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock one.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Freddy. Email time, ahoy@stanandhaney.com. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. This is from Ken, who says, "Ahoy, boys. The other week you were talking about how Wink TV has the best-looking news girls. I beg to differ. This, I sent you a picture. This is Danny Beckstrom from Fox 4. The Wink girls aren't even close. Keep up the good work." Well, let's see what a picture of this Danny Beckstrom looks like.
I want it noted that is Stan's opinion. I don't watch television.
Right. Never has. Oh, that's Angel. Hey, so...
Our 15-year-old
yeah,
buddy?
Yeah.
All right.
But he's got news about that. Hey, so over the weekend at Walmart, I was in the movie and music section and saw the CDs and for no good reason started a CD collection that consists currently of the Animals and Phil Collins. I am on the lookout for one by the association. By the way, I'm 16 now.
Oh, sorry about
Many
that.
Many thanks, Angel of Lehi.
Boy, think about being 16. I'd only been working full-time for a year.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah. Just still a greenhorn.
Yep.
At 16, working. Ladies and gentlemen,
The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, Schumer is on TV. He is so full of crap, I just can't believe it. What a turd. So I saw that the other day. I saw this the other day, and it bothers me. Imagine that. Because of the increased number of unaccompanied children, they have had to take money from other items to fund housing and taking care of those children. Who, by the way, were sent here either by themselves or with a non-relative. Now, here is where they took the funds from. The Early Education Program, Head Start, Cancer Research, and the Ryan White AIDS Research Center. So those fairly important programs, one of them, the reason seems to be that those three programs are already fully funded. Look, I understand we let these kids in, and I guess we are responsible for them. But what about the thousands of inner city children? I guarantee you those kids in those centers are better taken care of. Much better than inner city kids. Better medical care, dental care, education, not to mention they don't face the chance of being shot on the way home from school. This issue has always made me wonder, why don't we take care of our own? It's not those kids' fault. It's certain politicians on the other side. Of course, that's just my opinion. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
We're going to take a break. We've got some great prizes. We're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. Today, five film clips featuring the films of Mark Wahlberg. And a chance for you to win. We'll be right back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. About 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. Going to play Stan's Name That Movie here in just a second. Mark Wahlberg, the featured actor, going to play five movie clips. Just name the movie that he's featured in and get yourself a prize if you're the first person to identify the film. We'll go over the prizes in just a bit. Let's get you updated on traffic first for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right. Cape Coral. Got a crash, Pine Island Road and Andalusia Boulevard. Then we moved to Fort Myers, got a disabled vehicle, Summerlin Road and College Parkway. Also in Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, Buckingham Road and State Road 82. This South Fort Myers Way, crash, South Tamiami Trail at the McDonald's. That's the 14,000 block. Will you put all those phones on lockdown, please? I don't want anybody jumping the gun.
Hey, you stop jumping all over
them. Yeah, evidently I'm jumping all over them. Ooh, what the hell? Lehigh Acres. Crash, Gulf View Boulevard and Kenneth Avenue North. And you are up to date. Stan's name that movie. Yeah. Got a little Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch for you. Mark Wahlberg. First person to identify the movie. Cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. We'll have your choice of the following prizes. A pair of tickets to the Florida International Air Show happening October 19th through the 21st. A pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. $50 to the Pewter Mug North in North Naples. A pair of tickets to go see Shinedown February 20th at the Hertz Arena, formerly Germain. A pair of tickets to see Louis Black at the Barber B Man, October 19th. Or, if you'd like to join Zito on the Key West Express, October 12th, he's going to be broadcasting his show 10 to 2 that day at Papa's Pilar Distillery in the heart of Key West. You can go down, go back. Fine. You want to stay, make your hotel arrangements. They've got discounts available. Those are your prizes. Winner's choice while they last. Mark Wahlberg. Here's movie clip number one. Name this Mark Wahlberg film. I'll release the phones after we play the first clip. Name this movie.
You ready? Here we go.
I don't know how you think you're doing, but you better get the hell out of here, friend.
I'd love some friends, but I can't.
Yeah! I got the rock now! I got this rock now! What? Fuck you, man! What, bitch?
You ready?
What? Hold it. That just stopped and played again. Let's play the whole clip again for you. Again, this is a four-figure CD machine.
Sounds as if there may have been an altercation involved.
Yeah, hold on. Let's try it again. Here we go.
You ready? Here we go.
I got the rock now. I got the rock now.
Who got the rock?
I got the rock.
I don't know how you think you're doing, but you better get the hell out of here, friend.
I'd love some friends, but I can't.
I got the rock now.
I got the rock now.
I got the rock now.
Now what? Fuck you, man. What, bitch? Whoa. No need to grab me. This only takes a second. I shut up and listen. My name is Bobby Mercer. Some of you probably knew my mother, and some of you probably know she was shot about a week ago across the street. 62 years old. Murdered in cold blood.
Think about it, Bobby. Think.
I'm looking for
Think,
the witness.
Bobby. Think.
Ball player. Big guy. Supposedly never wears a coat. Dog lover. Ring any bells?
Damn.
You tell me where I can find the guy, and you can finish your game.
Hey. Hey, kid. No running in the hall. Why are you running?
Get off me, man. Man, I don't know nothing.
Why don't you shut up?
You got something to tell me, youngster?
Back the fuck up! I'm looking for who killed my mother. You tell me where I can find this guy and you can finish your game.
Crackerjack.
I appreciate your help very much. You've all been upstanding citizens. Assalamu alaikum. Enjoy the rest of your game.
Name the Mark Wahlberg movie. Phone lines have been released. First person to name the film will get a chance at a prize. Cannot have won anything in the last 30 days.
Cool.
Ahoy, who's this?
Jason.
Jason, can you name the Mark Wahlberg film?
Four Brothers.
It is. It's Four Brothers. Nice job. Great film, too. What would you like?
I didn't really catch it besides I just got on the air with you.
Do you want to go to the International Air Show? You want to go to Hollow Scream? You want to go to the Pewter Mug? You want to go see Shinedown? You want to go see Lewis Black?
Let's go to the Pewter Mug.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. $50 to the Pewter Mug. Hold on. Nice job. We're up to Mark Wahlberg clip number two. Name this Mark Wahlberg film. Win a prize.
I know you know what I'm doing. I'm sure Alice and everybody else told you. I just wanted to tell you to face myself. I got no management. Akil keeps my training now. It's going good.
Yeah. They got you fighting Alfonso Sanchez.
On HBO.
And you're proud of that.
Right.
HBO's invested in the Mexican, Mike. Wake up.
I didn't think they were going to be invested in me. I got a shot. I'm going to take it.
Wake up. They don't care if he kills you. Mike Tellman did it. He's using you like a stepping stone for Sanchez. Why don't you see?
Oh, I see. Now, how could I stand a chance without the great Dick Eklund in my corner, right? You didn't give a if I got killed by Munch, and now all of a sudden you're worried Sanchez is going to hurt me? Why? I mean, come on, Dick, because you're stuck in here and you can't be the center of attention no more. You need it that bad?
This Mexican fight, he fights, hits like a all right, 15 knockouts, undefeated. You crazy? And that taxicab idiot, Lonano, he went by Ford. He's a paper gangster. He's using you to steal money.
Why can't you just shut up and be happy for me?
Name the movie. Based on a true story. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy?
Nope.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Christy.
Christy, can you name the movie?
Is it The Fighter?
It is The Fighter. You are absolutely correct. Nice job.
Thank you.
Who told you the answer to that?
I knew it.
What would you like?
The Hollow Fest tickets.
I got Hollow Scream, Busch Gardens. Yes. Hollow Scream. Is that what you want?
Yes.
You got them. Hold on. All right. Nice job. That's a good this clip. We're up to Mark Wahlberg movie clip number three. Name this movie and pick yourself up a prize. Here's the clip. Name the movie.
You want to take it from the top?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay. He will rock you. He will roll you. My heat will move your soul. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Love me today. Love me tomorrow. All day, all night, you feel my heat.
I think we should repeat that again.
Feel, 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 feel. Feel my heat.
Feel my heat. Yeah, it's definitely cool. Let's lay it down. Nick?
You want to lay it down?
We rolling on the rehearsal?
Name the movie.
Badass.
277-9600. Name the movie, get a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Debbie.
Debbie, I bet you know this movie because somebody just told you.
Nah, I don't know.
All right, what's the movie?
Rockstar?
No. Good guess. I like that film too, Rockstar.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but it's not. It is not Rockstar. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Jim.
Jim, do you know the movie?
Is it Rockstar?
Nope, it is not. And I know a lot of people would think it is. It's not. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Cecil.
Cecil. What's the movie?
Is it Transformers?
No. No, I think he was in the Transformers.
Yeah, I mean, you would think so, yeah, but no. Yeah,
but it's not. It's not. Let's put it this way. In this movie, he was not known for his singing.
He was known for something else.
Yes, he was. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott, what's the movie?
Boogie Nights.
It is Boogie Nights. That's Mark Wahlberg and John C. Reilly jamming it out.
Yeah, man.
Great movie.
What would you like?
Well, I just got in the truck, so I don't know exactly what you got, if you wouldn't mind going over it.
Florida Air International Air Show tickets, Busch Gardens Hollow Scream, Pewter Mug, Shine Down tickets, Lewis Black.
I'll take the Lewis Black.
I don't blame you. Hold the line. He's great in concert.
Mm-hmm.
He's great. All right, we're up to movie clip number 4. Mark Wahlberg films. Got 2 more to go. This one and another one. They get a little easier. This one, I love this scene. Name this movie.
Hi.
Hi.
You must be Terry. I'm sorry I've been hiding, honey, but this dinner was tricky.
Oof. Who are you?
I'm Dr. Sheila Gamble, his wife.
Come on, seriously, who is that?
His old lady.
Sweetie, it's a workstation.
Got it.
And you come in here dressed like a hobo, it's distracting.
I know you're working. I'm so sorry.
Come on, seriously.
Come on, what?
Who is that?
It's your ball and chain.
Get over here.
Not right now.
Okay.
Look, they're not all first-round picks, okay?
Come on, are you going to tell me who that is?
Patrick.
Why are you with Alan? I mean, that's not what I meant. I meant, how did you guys meet?
It's a really typical how we met story, Terry.
You're going to be bored by it.
I was a dancer for the Knicks while finishing my residency at Columbia Hospital. Alan came into the ER with poison ivy on his needless to say, I fell for him immediately.
We immediately spent the next 3 days at the La Quinta Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, we didn't speak.
3 days of not communicating once verbally.
We had actually, without knowing it, had developed a language of eye flutters and nonverbal gestures.
You know, Terry, it was just this primal connection. Mm-hmm. After those 3 days of nonverbal communication and a whole lot of loving, I had to go to a specialist to get my hips realigned.
Similar to operating on a German Shepherd when they have hip dysplasia.
Mm-hmm. Very painful.
Name that movie. Awesome. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Roger.
Name that Mark Wahlberg film.
The Other Guys.
Yep, that's Eva Mendes. What would you like?
You still got Hollow Scream?
Yeah, you want to go?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, hold on.
Hip dysplasia.
Yeah, I guess they do the German Shepherds. Yeah, the old ball and chain.
Yep. Nonverbal.
Yeah. We got one more for you. You know, this, I
enjoyed that.
Yeah, I did too. I always save the easiest for last. It should be a no-brainer, but it'll give you a chance to say, I'm a winner. Our final movie clip, Mark Wahlberg films, name this movie.
You know, this place looks great.
Oh, thanks, man. It's all IKEA. Did the whole place for $47.
Nice.
Yeah.
How are the neighbors?
You know, there's an Asian family living next door, but they don't have a gong or nothing, so it's not too bad.
That's lucky.
Yeah, it is. How's work?
Sucks.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, you know, not bad, actually. I met a girl. She's a cashier.
No way. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we should double date or something. You, me, and Laurie, and what's her name?
White trash name. Guess.
Mandy.
Nope.
Marilyn.
Nope.
Brittany.
Nope.
Tiffany.
Nope.
Candace.
Nope.
Don't me on this. I know this.
Do you see me with you.
All right, speed round. I'm going to rattle off some names, and when I hit
you
it, fucking
it.
Buzz it, okay?
I will tell you.
You got me?
Yeah.
All right, Brandy, Heather, Channing, Brianna, Amber, Sabrina, Melody, Dakota, Sierra, Bambi, Crystal, Samantha, Autumn, Ruby, Taylor, Tara, Tammy, Lauren, Charlene, Chantel, Courtney, Misty, Jenny, Krista, Mindy, Noelle, Shelby, Trina, Reba, Cassandra, Nikki, Kelsey, Shauna, Jolene, Erling, Claudine, Savannah, Casey, Dolly, Kendra, Kylie, Chloe, Devin, Emily, Becky?
Nope.
Wait, was it any one of those names with a Lynn after it?
Yes.
Oh, I got you, mother. I got you. Okay. Brandy Lynn, Heather Lynn,
Tammy Lynn.
Name the movie. Win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Jimmy.
Jimmy, can you name the movie?
I think it was Welcome Home, Daddy.
No, that's nice of him. Yeah. Nice of him to bring that out. That was one of our old films.
Yeah, yeah.
One of our road pictures.
Yeah, old buddy film.
Yep.
All right, let's try this one.
They said, I remember the one review we got, I think it was a local paper, where it said, if you thought Ishtar was bad.
What's going on here?
Why is he being accosted?
What's going on? What's going on in here? What's going on here?
This is our...
How come you're so distracted? I was just
because I'm in the middle of a show.
We're just, seeing our guy being accosted here.
Just popping in to say hi to Junior. That's all.
What is this?
Well, I wanted you guys to meet this kid who said that Stan and Haney changed his life.
Oh, is that him?
And I.
This is the kid that had his life changed.
You changed his life.
The whole internship thing.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's him.
So that's the one that wrote in.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I'm Brian.
Brian, hey, Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing good, and congratulations to you.
Thank you.
It's got to be a dream come true meeting us behind glass.
It's probably for your safety.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
I'm just here talking with Zito.
About what?
Potential.
Life.
Yeah, life. Life.
You came here looking for work, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, he's all dressed up.
He is. Well,
he's wearing a lime green shirt.
He's got a vest on, Haney.
A black vest and a tie, very well put together.
Got a vest on.
Well groomed.
Any tattoos?
No, sir. No neck tattoos.
Yeah, good.
Oh, that is a huge plus. Now, you wrote us an email, and what, you listened to us when you were a kid, or what?
No, you were looking for an internship, right? Or you heard us talking
need
an intern.
2 years ago, I heard you guys complaining about how you guys wanted an intern, and it inspired me to look when I was going home for summer.
And as you see, we still don't have an intern.
So where did this lead? You decided that I should intern in radio. What happened?
I ended up going over to West Palm, getting an internship with JVC Broadcasting. It quickly turned into a paid position, and I was producing on-air spots and live programs.
Hey, look at that.
Within a month of being there.
Wow.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh, look at that.
Perfect.
Yeah, right there.
It's right in.
Yeah.
So what is it about radio that made you think this is something I want to do?
I love the fact that it can influence people. Second, I love working behind the scenes on producing spots because I'm colorblind and I went to a film school and that was the hardest thing in the world.
Well, why don't you do film noir, black and white stuff?
Too boring.
Oh, well, I disagree.
No, black and white films can be very compelling.
Darn right it can be.
So you're talking to Zito about a possible position?
Yes, sir.
I'm only using... your stated intentions, I'm going to give you, should I give him 45 seconds or 60?
Give him 60.
60 seconds. I want you to influence somebody right now.
Go.
Oh, God, you guys put me on the spot. Well, if
that's what radio is. It's live.
Oh, absolutely. And if someone out there has a passion that they either know about or don't, take the chance. Life throws things in front of you that you don't even know. I met my wife by accident. I joined a group at FGCU that ended up just giving me the most amazing experience, and ended up 4 years later, I ended up marrying her. It's, you never know what is going to come in front of you. Please take the chance. Don't shy away from your future.
Like this kid. I like this kid a lot.
Sharp.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Very well done.
On your feet, thinking, likes to stay behind the scenes,
yeah.
has something to say, has creativity in his brain.
Yeah. So best of luck to you. I hope it goes well with Zito.
Thank you very much, and it was an honor to meet you both.
Hopefully we'll be seeing you around.
Sounds great. I hope
very
so.
Very impressive.
Thank you.
Great meeting you. Oh, did we get a winner? Did we get a junior? Hi, Zito.
I was just saying, look at this guy. Emails me, calls you.
Yeah.
Comes in, is persistent.
Yeah.
He's on the Stan and Haney show today.
Yeah.
Look at there.
That's, you know what? For a guy that's trying to break into the business, that's probably the right way to do it.
Pretty good stuff.
Very determined.
Now I'll walk him out the door and break the news to him.
Fast walk.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
See you later, buddy. Did we get a winner?
No, I don't think we got
that. Okay, I got to do it real quick here.
I don't even remember what it was.
Good kid.
Yeah.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Amanda.
Amanda? Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Please get it right.
Get it right. What's the movie?
Ted.
It is Ted. What would you like?
Do you have Hollow Scream?
Yeah, I'll give you. Okay, and then I think I'm going to be all done with Hollow Scream for the rest of the week. But yeah, you got it.
Thank you.
All right, hold on.
Are you saying we burn through it by Tuesday?
Oh, yeah, we burn through. Yeah, it's Tuesday, and I burn through them all. Maybe by Friday, do one more. All right, we're out of time. I got to just take the break. That's good. And that's a good attitude to have. And he thought quick on his feet.
That's what I like to see.
Yeah. Yeah, quick.
You should always have something to say.
Yeah, always. Now, what Junior should do, because Junior's about his age, a little bit older, he should run outside, find him again, and tell him that about how his old man was in broadcasting and what it can do to you.
Well, yeah, there needs to be the cautionary tale. But I will say this. For those of you that were listening to that, he was well-spoken. He had something to say.
Yeah.
And it may not have seemed overly impressive to you.
It impressed me.
Well, because you know. Any one of you out there, if I were to do the same thing to you, most people would freeze up or babble. Not because they're dumb or anything, but that's just the general reaction when there's a microphone in front of you. He's not scared of the microphone.
Think of that guy, brand new in radios, just an internship. Think of that guy and then asking Dave to improv. We'll be back.
We, the management of Beasley Broadcasting, would like to thank Stan and Haney for their decades of dedication to this radio station. We'd like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney in the news here in just a second. Roger Marley in at 6 o'clock. He'll have a safe word for you. Maybe get you $1,000. You know, that kid that came in here, that Zito brought in, he's going to go far.
He is having the best day. Zito.
Zito was telling me. You got to tell this story.
Zito. Yeah.
You got to tell this story.
Yeah.
This kid is having the day of his life.
Peaking.
Yeah, he's peaking.
It's rare that you get to see it.
It's a neat thing to see.
So just to, you know, again, recap quickly, was, you know, this guy wrote me an email a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. Pretty good email, and he was, you just want to get his foot in the door, very passionate about the business. He sent great references, a GM of his last station, but he said that Stan and Haney initially got him interested in radio because of the intern bit. It inspired him. He went up, he got the job, it turned into a paying gig, and then he's back in Fort Myers, and he's, you know, emails me all this stuff, some voice work, a letter from the GM, a little bit from the morning show, where the morning show's like, this guy's leaving us, but hardest working guy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I listen to all this, and I'm like, you know what, I don't have anything, but you know what? Let's just bring this kid in, just talk to him, because, you know, it seems like a lot of people got a lot of good things to say about him. So he's a nice kid. We're talking, and I just say, let's go back to see, you know, I'll show you where Stan and Haney. All of a sudden, you engage him, and now he's on the show. I mean, the guy is so excited. He's been on the Stan and Haney show now. He sees how the sausage is made. We walk up front. I shake his hand. Hey, good luck. You know, maybe I'll give you a call, whatever. He's walking out the door. Lady's coming in to pick up a prize. She goes, she hears me talking to him. She goes, oh, my God, I just heard you on the Stan and Haney show. Now, she continues to talk to this kid for another 3 or 4 minutes, and I am sitting back watching this conversation
he's
and going,
now.
This guy, his life right now, it's peaking. Like, I was watching somebody going through the peak.
Yeah.
And I've
it could be the peaking, or this happens. This happens. Transforming. You're witnessing the change in his life, that he's on a streak right now. And what happens is, yeah, things aren't working out. You don't know how it's going to happen. And then suddenly you feel it in your blood. This is the day.
Something
this
starts clicking.
Something
what
starts
was the
clicking.
Day that you guys peaked? Do you remember that moment
sure,
for you guys?
Sure do know it. It was 1985.
Right.
And after that,
what was the moment, though? Was it a particular moment where you were like, wow, I'm really hitting it right now?
Well, I think it's when my first program director, who was a 30-year-old single mother, I'd been working there for 2 weeks, and we were at a concert, and she just molested the hell out of me.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
How old were you?
15.
They're crying.
That's a good kid right there. Yeah. Absolute Law text line. Heard him on the air, and it's just one sentence. It's wow. just one sentence when we heard that. Ain't no Dave, right on.
Say that again.
He was sharp as a tack.
Wow. And he might have a future.
Yeah, I know he does.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, I broke his heart a little on the way out, so.
Throw him like an hour.
Yeah, I'll throw him Dave's Fry Dave. Maybe we can Fry Bry.
Well, Dave doesn't use it. He may as well.
He used it this week.
Yeah.
Well, he clocked in this week for the first time. Made it easy for him.
He's such a weirdo.
He is. He's a nut. And God help him on Friday.
He made up his own punishment. He decided that he shouldn't be paid for several months. When nobody told him that.
Yeah.
He just decided that's what I should do.
Yeah. We asked him, why didn't you? Well, I did it for you guys.
What the?
Congratulations.
Thank you, Zito.
Thank you, Zita. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Good Lord.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
I am so glad for that kid. And look, Zito knows who you are now. And, you know, I don't know if it's going to be a lot, but you might be getting a phone call. Who's to say? You're on the hot sheet. You're capable.
One thing we know about radio is, you know, everybody's one beer away from losing their job.
Yep, that's the truth. Let's see. Fort Myers, disabled vehicles, Summerlin Road and College Parkway. I told you about that. That's late. Here's some recent ones. Crash. Okay, good. No injuries. Fort Myers, Channa Court and Daniels Parkway. And then in Estero, disabled vehicle, Tamiami Trail and Corkscrew Road. And you are up to date. We're late, Haney. Mark, Haney, and the news brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Charles Kuralt in New York. Eric Severide in Miami Beach. Charles Collingwood in London. George Herman in Washington, Marvin Kalb in Washington, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, and Daniel Shore in Washington.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday.
No, what?
The computer froze again.
Don't give me that. I don't buy that for a second.
It froze.
Rocktober.
Second.
Double M, XV, triple I.
Telling him like it is, I mark any time now for things you didn't know.
Thank you.
I don't know if parents do this anymore, but when we were young, it seemed that the most important thing out of everything that we needed to know above all else was the state capitals.
That was one of the things I remember in school, and even before school, like when you were like a little kid, your parents would quiz you on it. I did, with my daughter, I did the presidents of the United States.
I think that's more valuable. But regardless, you have the knowledge now.
I was never good at state capitals.
The answer is Montpelier.
Stop it! Jeez, what the hell?
I told you my computer froze.
Jeez. I'm going to shut that off. That busted my eardrums. And I don't mean to talk bad to Junior.
That was just got awful. The answer is Montpelier. That's all you need.
That's Vermont.
Yeah. See? You know. There is, however, only one state capital with a population over 1 million.
Portland.
No. Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, that's the big city. Usually they don't have big cities for the cat, like Albany. Albany, New York. It's not New York City. It's Albany.
It should be New York City.
It should be, but it's not.
You know, if you watch that show, Ancient Aliens...
Yeah.
They're all convinced that in ancient Egypt that there was this high technology and we just don't understand yet. But look at what they did, and it had to have been done by aliens. And
no.
Well, let's look back at Egypt around the year 1350 BC.
That goes back a little bit for you kids.
Yeah, you wouldn't remember.
Yeah.
They did have pregnancy tests in Egypt in 1350
BC.
They
had indoor plumbing.
Now, this pregnancy test was administered where a woman would urinate on wheat and barley seeds.
And thus, early form of beer.
They had that, too.
Yep.
Now, if the barley grew, congratulations, it's a boy. If the wheat grew, it's a girl. If neither one of them grew...
Which is a good chance because it's a lot of ammonia.
Neither meant... She wasn't pregnant at all. And it turns out that that pregnancy test was less than 30% accurate.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, go figure.
You know, Stan, times change.
They sure do, Haney.
Especially when it comes to what's racist and what's not.
I don't know anymore.
No, all you can do is be responsible for yourself.
Yep.
Know the truth, and then whatever anybody wants to think is fine. The Billboard chart called today hot, hot R&B / hip-hop songs.
Yeah.
Used to be called Hot Black Singles from June of 82 through Rocktober of 1990.
Huh? What? What did he say? What did he say?
What? Rocktober!
Yeah!
Warned you. I warned you about this. Trust me, by the end of the last week of Rocktober, Haney will not want to hear it.
The last week of what?
Rocktober. What?
Rocktober.
And there should be a couple of other ones in there where
the
he says,
off.
Yeah.
Turn it off. Rip the knob off.
It's Rocktober.
Rocktober.
What?
Rocktober.
Rocktober the what?
October.
There should be just one where he just goes, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. There it is.
So if Haney happens to say Rocktober, he just pops in and says,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, normally this kind of stuff is handled behind the scenes. Yep. Pardon our dust.
Well, he's new.
He's fine.
He's doing a great job.
We have a lot of dog lovers that listen to this show.
We sure do, Haney.
And I'm about to make them feel really bad because there's something you do all the time that makes your dog sad, even depressed.
You talked about this during the headlines, and I don't know what it is.
According to a new study, your dog gets sad and depressed when the dog sees you using the phone.
Some of them lose their minds.
Sounds like personal experience speaking.
Yeah.
There. What happened?
Well, most times, here's the thing that I know. Dogs, depending if they're not, cats, birds. You got a bird in the house?
A boyd. Uh-huh.
You got a boyd in the house? You're on the phone, lose their minds.
Researchers say your dog picks up on the fact that you're actively ignoring him when you're using the phone.
Yep.
And that makes your dog anxious, and eventually all that anxiety adds up to depression.
Aww. Aww.
As you pointed out, Stan, the study also found your cat doesn't appreciate it either.
Nope.
But since they're psychopaths, it doesn't bother them as much.
Yeah, I had a cockatiel once in college. This thing, I finally took him outside to give him some air and left the cage open. He flew away.
Hello.
But this cockatiel, as soon as I was on the phone, the thing would squawk at ear. You know how you hear it when you hear a woman mm-hmm. screaming.
Yeah.
Think of this right there.
Oh, my God, no.
And it wouldn't stop until you hung up the phone.
You know, birds throw fits
a
lot.
What throws fits?
Boyds. You know, they'll go into some sort of weird convulsion, like going,
And then if you have a dog or something, it'll give them a heart attack and kill them. When they jump up at them, bird will drop right off the perch.
For real?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I had a parakeet when I was a kid that dropped when a dog jumped up, dropped dead on the spot. And when my daughter was little, we had finches.
Oh, they're nervous boids.
They are nervous boids. And the thing is, this finch went into its little birdhouse, laid eggs, dropping them on the bottom of the cage for like a month, and mm-hmm. then died.
Yeah, they do that. In a moment.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, gambling has gotten more and more popular over the past couple of years.
It sure has.
Especially gambling on sports.
Yep.
Now, it can be fun.
It sure can.
But if you're going to place a wager of any kind, you should at least understand, if not the nature of the game that you're wagering on, you should at least understand what you stand to gain and what you stand to lose.
Yep. I remember we were at the track one day, and Lava Man was running, your favorite horse.
Super horse. I love that horse.
Went off at a ridiculous odds because no other horse could catch it. And I still remember to this day, it went off at odds of 1-9.
Mm-hmm.
And you say to yourself, well, I've got to put a bet on it. If you put a $2 bet on that 1-9, you'd get $2.10. You'd make 10 cents. It's not even worth the bet. It's not even worth the bet. 10 cents.
Hmm. That's not a bad payoff.
What?
In relation to what I'm about to tell you.
Oh.
On Saturday, the University of Alabama Roll Tide was playing the University of Louisiana Lafayette.
I think that's a Division III school with a high school head coach.
Now, the odds makers took a look at that game.
They sure did.
And they made Alabama a favorite to win. Alabama was a minus 99,000 favorite to win. Someone at a sports book in Las Vegas placed a bet in the amount of $1,579 on the Alabama Crimson Tide to win.
Yeah, there you go. There's a gamble.
Now, it's pretty obvious that they didn't even need to play the game for Alabama to win. Just, yeah, they're going to win.
Yeah.
It's, you know, University of Louisiana Lafayette, they'll make some money. Yeah. Everybody's happy.
That's what it is. It's just a payday for the school.
So, his wager was successful. He risked $1,579. And when he cashed in that winning ticket, how much did he win?
How much?
$1.60.
Oh, my God.
He risked nearly $1,600 to win less than $2.
Brilliant. But then again, he's making the news.
Now, suppose it's some oddball thing. You know, multiple players get hurt, there are disqualifications.
Yeah, and they lose.
You stand to lose nearly $1,600. And the best case scenario, you win $1.60. This was an actual bet.
Yeah, that's a dumb bet.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, last Tuesday, 31-year-old Holly Akers decided it would be a good idea to go on a cleaning binge and vacuum her house in Tampa at 3 in the morning. Probably the best of intentions, right? Her doing so woke her husband up. We do not know the man's exact age. What we do know is that he is over 65 years of age.
A geriatric.
And he is married to 31-year-old Holly.
Good for him.
The husband, woken up by the noise of a vacuum at 3 a.m., tried moving rooms to get away from the noise, but for some reason, the vacuum followed him.
Yeah, just kept following him.
Well, despite him attempting to defuse the situation, they ended up in a fight about this, and 31-year-old Holly hit her elderly husband on the nose with a vacuum attachment.
Ooh!
He only ended up with a scratch, but called the cops. She denied touching him.
Of course.
But she is now facing a felony charge for battery on a person 65 or older.
That's a little bit more time.
Yep. Well, that's our secret weapon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. And that's the news for today, Tuesday,
Rocktober
2nd.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
Do you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain?
Then why don't you go pound some sand up your ass, you boob, ya?
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Yeah, Haney and I are just talking. That's the Guardian's favorite one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, pound some sand up your ass, you boob, ya. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciate it. Roger Marley is coming in next. Now,
hothead.
You at home or in your car don't need to fear him. He comes across very mild-mannered. Here, he's a hothead.
Yep. Braggart.
Yep. Trip hammer.
Yep.
6 o'clock, he's going to have a safe word for you. Chance for you to get $1,000 if you...
You know, the day I passed him in the hall and all, he shook his head and he's son of a bitch.
Yep. And you never know when he's going to go off.
Nope. Sometimes he pretends to be nice. Yep. That's when you got to watch him.
Yeah, because he's plotting something.
Yep.
Let's get you updated on traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Let's see. All right. North Fort Myers got a crash. Orange Grove Boulevard right at North Fort Myers High School. North Fort Myers crash. 17,000 block of North Tamiami Trail. Fort Myers, crash. Bell Tower Drive and Daniels Parkway. And if that wasn't enough for you, Fort Myers, crash, Daniels Parkway, and tree line. So they got you on both ends right now. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
My wife's father passed away 15 years ago. I never got a chance to meet the man, so we go to the cemetery. Now, prior to his death, he bought a plot for himself and a plot for his wife. Well, the wife has since remarried. Okay. So, we go to the cemetery, and I'm holding my wife's hand. It's a very emotional day for us. Well, for me, listen, I gotta be honest with you. I'm the emotional one in the relationship. I cry, no problem. Undercover boss? Forget it. I'm bawling at the end of that show. Oh, my God. So we go to the cemetery. I'm holding my wife's hand. We approach the two graves. But the other side of my brain kicks in. I said, is your mother still going to get buried here with the original? Or is she going to get married with the new husband? What's going on? Because this is paid for. It's paid for. And who's going in the hole? We got to figure this out. I'll hop in here. In the meantime, we got to use this maybe for storage. We'll put the Christmas tree here. A rake, skis. We got to use this.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. This is the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. This is the quote of the... I just listened to this clip carefully. It's audio gold. And people are going to be offended by it. And I say, good for him.
Life is offensive.
That's Sorry. The way you grow up and toughen up. Trump got into a good burn on Cecilia Vega of ABC News during the press conference yesterday. Let's just listen carefully. Let's listen to the president talking under his breath.
Okay, question? Yeah, go ahead. Sure. She's shocked that I picked her.
No.
It's like in a state of shock.
I'm not thinking, Mr.
That's
President.
Okay. I know you're not thinking. You never do.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I got to play that again.
Go ahead.
That is so great. That is, and it's train of consciousness and no filter.
Mm-hmm.
No filter. It's what he thinks, and rightfully so. You're being called on. The president is waiting for you. He can't stand the media because of the way they treat him, and he says it like there.
Okay, question? Yeah, go ahead. Sure. She's shocked that I picked her.
No.
She's like in a state of shock.
I'm not thinking, Mr.
That's
president.
Okay. I know you're not thinking. You never do.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
You're fine.
I'm sorry? What? What did you just say?
I'm offended.
What?
I think I'm offended.
Sorry? I got it, yeah.
Okay, question? Yeah, go ahead. Sure. She's shocked that I picked her.
No.
She's like in a state of shock.
I'm not thinking, Mr.
That's
President.
Okay. I know you're not thinking. You never do.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
And people wonder why we love this man.
Oh, that's so good. That's great. That's great. I think that's like the cut of the year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and what makes it brilliant, he didn't have that much to do with it.
No. No. Oh, and I don't get this. We'll wrap up the grab bag. I don't get this. I don't get this.
You know what that was?
What? Why? Oh, we're back to that?
No, you just played.
Yeah.
I can tell you what it was perfectly if you want to visualize it. It's like when there's a line drive to the pitcher and he's not expecting it, but it goes right in the glove.
Yep. That's great. Isn't it about time to laugh?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that just cuts through me like a knife. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Amy?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
This is National Work From Home Week. What am I doing here?
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
benefits of working at home.
Top benefits of working from home.
Unlike your coworkers, your cat rarely gets judgy when you spend 8 hours looking at porn. Being able to make your own schedule leaves plenty of time to work on your Game of Thrones fan fiction,
yeah,
and sadly ponder why you're single. There's nobody around to tell you how much you suck. Unless, of course, you're married.
Come on!
You can microwave as much salmon as you want without it leading to a meeting with HR. It gives you a legitimate reason to ignore your wife.
Yeah.
I'm working.
Do you mind?
You don't get trapped in stupid water cooler conversations about Brett Kavanaugh. It's not like you're going to report yourself for sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Having your own private bathroom means you can eat Taco Bell 3 times a day. Mama.
Where's Mama? Is that a different one? Where's Mama? Mama, play Mama.
Mama. Mama.
And finally, the very top benefit of working at home.
Yes.
You can have a 3-martini lunch every day, as well as a 3-martini morning coffee break.
Away with words.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock one.
Elvis,
has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Freddy.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.